fucks up, he looks at us like we're fucking idiots, man. What the fuck? Tape. It's okay. Tape.
All right, hey, we're recording. All right, welcome everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Music to Swear By. My name is Tony, and this is a podcast I dreamt up. This podcast, okay, I got two guys in the room here. So the first thing we're going to do in this podcast is we're going to invite my neighbors over. So first of all, I've got neighbor Dave here. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
How you doing, Tony?
Oh, I'm doing good. Okay, and then we've got neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, say hi.
Hi.
No, come on. Neighbor Brett, say hi like you mean it.
Hello.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's neighbor Brett. So anyways, so yeah, the first thing we're going to do in this podcast is invite the neighbors over. The next thing we're going to do is have each neighbor bring a song that contains profanity. A swear word, lots of swear words, maybe. I don't know what it's going to be. I just thought up this idea of the show, and we went with it because isn't that what it's all about? So guys, stupid idea, good idea. Let's hear it.
Well, it's probably a stupid idea, but it's probably worth doing anyway.
Awesome, awesome.
I think it's a great idea because profanity is it's like poetry. So
ooh, wow.
I say let's Ready. Go for it.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah,
and
you know,
our wives are asleep, so this is good.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. You have to do this stuff late at night when nobody can hear you down in the basement squirreling away talking into a microphone box, right? Yep.
You don't want your wife talking, catching you talking in a box.
Oh,
should we talk
brilliant.
About the microphone setup, Tony?
I guess we probably should acknowledge the microphone setup.
The glory hole we're talking into.
It's the glory hole. The three of us are talking into a glory hole. Actually, Brett is burping. All right. So, yeah, what I did was I'm cheap. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm kind of a cheap piece of crap. So I decided to splurge a little bit on one microphone. And as anybody out there knows who's probably tried a podcast, you do your first podcast without a microphone or with the crappy microphone that you got from, you know, your Uncle Ray at your first birthday party or something like that. you know, it sucks. It sounds terrible. So I went out and bought a decent microphone, but I only bought one of them. And then
the blue cornhole?
Yes, yes. I bought a...
No, it's the blue snowflake.
It's a blue snowball.
This is not an endorsement.
We all know what a snowball is.
All right, yeah. We're not even going to go there yet. Knock it off. Knock it off. Hey, I have respectable people out there that are probably listening to this. So I bought this snowball mic, and I realized that
snowball.
My little basement room echoes like mad. So what I did, my brilliant idea was to take a big, gigantic tub, the kind that you... David, what would you keep in a tub like this? Because I would keep Christmas ornaments or Christmas decorations in a tub like this.
Yeah, or my wife would keep like one of her thousands of sweaters in it.
Awesome. And
Lizzie totally would keep sweaters.
She's going to bust
sweaters,
your chops.
Yeah.
All right, no, but hey, Mr. Brett, what would you guys keep in a tote like this? No smart-ass answers.
Kids' toys.
Kids' toys.
Or old kids' clothing that we're going to sell at a garage sale that your wife's going to organize next month.
Yep. So what we've done is we've modified, or I've modified this box with some soundproofing material. I've turned it upside down, coated it with soundproofing material, and put the microphone inside. And the thing that sucks about that is when you try to talk into it, you can't hear yourself.
Yeah, but it's like a big old box of glory.
No,
holes.
See, that's the deal. Then you got to cut some holes in it. So you cut some holes so that you can talk into the side of the box.
So we each got a hole we're talking into.
So there's three gentlemen in the room. And Brett, get down off the chair. So,
yeah, Brett, I'm not.
So the deal is.
No one's talking into that hole, Brett.
The three of us are sitting on basically folding chairs. The three of us are sitting on folding chairs, talking into each we have our own hole, talking into the side of a gigantic Christmas ornament tote like you'd buy at Target. And it sounds spectacular. Seriously, come on, guys, check me out on this. Put your face in the hole and say, my name is Tony.
My name is Iron Man.
Reminds me of ninth grade, put my face in this hole.
My name reminds me of ninth grade, Mr. Brett. Oh, that did just come out of my mouth. So yeah, okay, so that's why these guys are a little freaked out, because I invited them over to my house to talk into a hole in the side of a toad. But you guys got to admit, it sounds good, right?
The end result is good.
Thank you. All right. You've done me justice. But you know, the thing is that you can't help but it has earned the name The Glory Hole. So we're speaking here in, that's the name of our studio, you guys. All right. Coming to you live from The Glory Hole.
Nice.
Carlson just spit beer out on his feet.
This would be Tri-Glory Studios.
The Tri-Glory Hole.
Tri-Glory
okay.
Studios.
Knock it off. Let's, all right. From there, where are we going? What are we doing next?
It's music to swear by Glory Hole.
Wow. Carlson, try one of those.
Tri-Glory Studios brings you music to swear by. Partition Portfolio Profanity.
Oh, very good. Wow, that's good. Okay, you can tell who's in marketing here. Wait, check out this one. Okay, I'm putting on my best movie preview guy. This summer, coming to a theater near you. From the Glory Hole Studios. No, from the Glory Hole. Music to swear by. I'll do that rock.
That's nice.
That was good. Okay.
A Brigadoon Films original.
Brigadoon Films original, yes. Oh, hey, we don't want to tell everybody where we live yet. Oh,
that's not where we live.
Radio edit.
That's not where we live.
Yeah, everybody knows Brigadoon. All right.
LLC.
Well, actually, do you guys know what the movie Brigadoon is about?
Yep, I know. I was in the freaking play Brigadoon in high school.
Whoa, wow, lame. What part did you play?
I was Frank the bartender.
Wow, that's actually a pretty cool part for a high school student.
Yeah.
So do you remember any of the lines from that?
No.
Come on, seriously, not even one?
I only had like four lines and I don't remember at all.
Wow, was it like...
I think your four lines were, I am... really gay.
That's okay. So you prime us with a story like I was Frank the bartender in Brigadoon production or whatever, Brigadoon the play, and you can't remember a single fact.
Well, I know what the play was about.
Okay, well that's way to just wet our whistle and then leave us hanging.
Okay, so Brigadoon was a town that in Scotland that only appears once every 100 years. And so if you happen to wander into the town when it's there, and you're still there when it goes away, you're
then
gone.
You're gone.
You're
you
gone
disappear.
From history.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen the movie or done the play in high school, but that's what I've heard, too. So so therefore, we all live in the town of Brigadoon on Brigadoon Street. Brigadoon, Brigadoon Drive, Brigadoon Town, Brigadoon,
yeah, don't
USA.
Try to find us or you may disappear.
That's correct. All right. So anyways, all right, I'm going to cut straight to the first song if you guys don't mind. Is that all right?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our first profanity song of the night is one that I brought myself. This is by a band called Against Me. It's a band I discovered just a few years ago because they hit MTV. And I tend to pull most of my music off of mainstream channels because I'm sort of lame. I need to be spoon-fed my music just a little bit. But anyways, this is by a band called, what's that, Dave? Even go there. Knock it off. Okay, so this is by a band called Against Me. It's off of their album Searching for a Former Clarity. It's called Don't Lose Touch.
Casting entertainment for
get ready for it. Guys, so neighbors, what'd you think?
It was fucking right. Nauseam.
Oh, yeah, okay, that was good. So you've heard this song once, right? Or twice?
Once or twice, that's it.
All right, Mr. B, come on, give me an opinion.
It was a little too long.
Did you catch some profanity in
it?
What'd you get out of it?
It said a little cripes there, a little geez there. I don't know.
Okay, you know what? He's fiddling with his iPhone.
Sounded like a little too Elk River-ish for me.
Oh, Elk River-ish. Elk River-ish. Wow. What a rage, man. And no, I as a guy who grew up in a small town near Elk River, I agree. Elk River-ish. No, whatever, dude. Don't rip on against me. They rocked, and I like that song.
No, it had a little Blaine bling to me. And, you know, that's okay if you're at, like, Northtown Mall, but...
The hell are you talking about? Please,
here we go. America, just let it be known that Brett is raging against the north suburbs right now, which should be, you know, if you live in the north suburbs, you might just want to call and have an airstrike called in and leave town.
I live
right
in
away.
The north suburbs. I'm just saying it's a little Northtown Mall.
That's awesome. That's like, okay,
it's a little, just let me chuckle at that. I got to go get a Slurpee with my freaking chick who I beat once, twice a week and blonde hair, and I'm driving the monster truck up to get a Cinnabon and like fucking Slurpee. And I'm going to Northtown Mall.
Brett,
I'm all
Brett,
like,
where does
like,
this come
whoa,
from?
Whoa, ho, ho, chica, wah, da, da, chica, woo. The song you had. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm just not about that.
So it's not hairy enough for you?
Well, hair I'm not man, all. Man. I, no, yeah, yeah, I'm okay. not all. I'm not First all feet on this shit. But it's not throaty enough for me. It's not hairy enough for me. Exactly.
That, okay, it might be a little cutesy for your taste, but. But seriously, what's with the Northtown Mall? I mean, what happened in the last week that turned you against the entire, you know, the outer reaches of the North Suburbs? Because, sorry, you guys are out there.
I did 4 years at UMD. And Northtown Mall is exactly like Miller Hill Mall. It's a land of broken dreams.
Wow. Okay, let's just leave it with that. Hey, do you guys want to know a little fact? That was an example of a euphemistic swear. I'm just so smart, I kind of know that. But anyways, no, that was in that song, you have him shouting, you know, effing nausea. And that's an example of a euphemistic swear. It's a swear that's, euphemistic? Yeah, euphemistic. It's made to, it's designed to draw attention. Oh, you should see their eyes glazing over. Oh my God, this is terrible. Yeah, so you guys got any interesting stories to tell from the week? We watched fireworks on Brett's roof tonight. That was kind of fun.
Nope, just thinking of the splendor that's Tony.
Oh, that's harsh. What? Okay, I'm going to use a euphemistic swear about Brett. This is a swear that's designed to bring attention to Brett. He's a fucking moron. That was a good example, right? Now use one back at me. Use one back at me.
That's more realistic than a euphemistic swear word.
What? It emphasized the fact that you're a moron. I could just say, Brett, you're a moron. But if I use the Brett, you're a shiting moron. There you go.
You got to use some better insults against Brett.
Yeah.
Like if I was like no, see, I'm old school.
Whatever.
Let David go. No, don't go for the C word. Let David go.
More accurate description of Brett with cuss words.
Okay, let's hear this.
A preening asshole.
Whoa, a preening asshole. No, wait a minute. See, you called him, and that one, asshole, was actually the noun.
Well, that's still a cuss word, right?
Oh, it is, but it's not a euphemistic swear word.
I didn't say it was euphemistic.
Okay, guys, I'm going to change that. This is a euphemistic. Dave, you're a fucking moron. All right, I'm kidding. But hey, I should qualify this. Dave,
response? Yes, yes.
A preening asshole? That was good, actually. I like that. That was a bit poetic.
That sounds like you need to put a little salve on that.
Speaking of which, okay, so let's, you know, before we just start swearing asshole into a microphone because we can, because seriously, guys, we could just sit here and swear and say like yucky words to each other all night, but that would get old after a while, right? So let's try to limit it a little bit. And also,
Tony, I heard you had vaginitis. Is that true?
Vagitosis.
And I heard
cricket noises here.
I like to cuntilingus.
Do you know what vagitosis
don't
is?
Don't come on with the C word. You know I hate it.
Oh.
Wait, have you guys heard of vagitosis?
Is vagitosis
joke.
Real?
Yeah.
Okay, Brett, use that iPhone for something real and look up vagitosis.
I like to joke.
Oh my God. Knock it off. Seriously, Brett, knock it off. You're terrible.
What?
I'm okay.
Okay, so vagitosis.
Oh, God.
Guess what it means.
Okay, I can't believe you guys have done this to my podcast. What does it mean?
It means thank you, pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So anyways, gentlemen.
Let's go to another song.
This from the guy that has admitted to walking around his house swearing at himself. Which, do you swear at yourself or do you just sort of scream it and rap it out?
It's just a non-linear string of profanities.
A non-linear string. Wow. Okay, as the smartest guy in the room, and the smartest guy in the room is not either me or Brett. It's actually Dave. So that sounded very intelligent. A non-linear Whatever. String of profanity. Wow. Did you wiki that?
No.
Wow, I'm going to wiki the beans out of that tonight. That was awesome. And if there's nothing, I'll enter it as something Dave said. All right, so Dave, where... What are we? Whose song are we doing next? Brett or Dave?
Dave.
Dave, we're doing yours. All right.
All right.
Dave, so you want to introduce what you brought? Do you remember what it was?
Okay, this song.
If you're over
30, this is gonna be old hat.
Ooh, yeah, good call.
That is so funny because I'm just turned 24.
Oh boy, we're yeah.
Okay, so but if you're not over 30, you may never have heard this.
Never heard it.
And this was kind of like a. When I was in high school, this was kind of the theme music for one of our summers. And it was the Violent Femmes, and the song is called Add It Up.
Oh.
I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Why can't I get just one fuck? Why
can't I get just one fuck? Did he say making fuck?
For just one day after day, I get angry and I will say that the day is in my sight. When I take a bow, say goodnight. Oh, my mama, 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 mom, have you kept your eye on your son? I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left you on the run. So mo my mama, mama, mo my mom. Take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. He went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot that thing at me. Down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke. Grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize. Words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. But my mother, I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. But you your bedroom, ounce for ounce, and oh my, 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 my mother. I would love to love you, love. The city's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go here in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. I've given you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just as about ready to cut it up. Hey, wait a minute, honey, I'm gonna add it up. Add it up.
Have it, Violent Femmes.
Not bad. Okay, so, now I'll admit that's an old classic. I mean, that's a song I've heard 8 or 9 million times.
Yeah,
I have. Well, who hasn't? Okay, seriously, when did you discover that song, Dave?
Well, for me, it was in high school.
All right,
and I know that sounds weird because
you were overseas in high school, weren't you? Or no, were you here?
No, I was overseas earlier than that.
Dave is a bass boy. Is it fair to call you a bass boy? What do you call it?
You call him an army brat.
Oh, there you go. Good call.
Right. So, army brat basically
in my language, that kind of means hard ass.
Basically means that usually when I was overseas, I would hear shit from the United States years after it happened, like music-wise and stuff.
Ah, gotcha.
So, but I have no excuse for this. When I was in high school, this album had been out for at least like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it came out like when? Do you have in your notes there when this album was?
Well, I don't know exactly.
It had to be like 80.
It was like 82.
Wow.
Something like that. It was way long ago, right?
Brett, do math.
No, that works. That works into my oldest sister's timeline.
What? What?
No, she used to listen to this shit when I was like in
math,
second
27,
grade.
27, man.
No. I'm talking about the timeline.
Okay, I'm going to block his glory hole. Hold on.
Don't block my girl.
Okay, so anyways, I'm doing math, and that's like 27 years, right. 28 years. Anyways.
But I was in a band in high school, and our band used to play, we played Blister in the Sun.
Ooh, wow.
Maybe a couple other songs from the Violent Femmes when we played live. And
wow.
So my group of friends were all listening to this album when I was in high school.
Wow, that's, my first experience with this was in band class. And, okay, John Chapman, if you're out there, a gentleman named John
camp.
Chapman.
No, band
class.
This,
oh,
this
okay.
One day in band this, class.
Okay, if you guys are going there, I'm going to tell some band stories.
Dude, tell them, where'd you have that flute?
So John brings this, my first experience with the song was John brought it, like stole it from his older brother and snuck it out
John
of the room.
John and band camp, I smell
all right.
A
come on,
really
and I actually, okay, I sat next to John. And then I also sat next to Dave, and Dave, I don't know, Dave L. I can't even remember his name because I'm approaching old age. But anyway, so one day I'm sitting next to John and Dave Lindquist. All right, sorry, Dave Lindquist, if you're out there, I'm gonna apologize right now for the ball shot I gave you. I was bored at band class because I was third trumpet and I kind of sucked ass at trumpet. So I was always the guy who didn't.
You
get
were
to,
trumpet too?
Yeah, you played
so
trumpet.
Was I. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We learned something about your neighbors.
I actually
every day.
Went to band camp.
You did not
I
go
did.
To band
I did.
Camp. I thought that was a made up thing.
No, it wasn't.
What would you. Okay, seriously, I'm forgetting my story. We're going down band camp alley.
Yeah.
What do you do at band camp?
Well,
do you wake up at 8 in the morning, practice marching to breakfast?
You know what? I was kind of late to the party. I was a band fag.
Oh, come on. Really?
In,
with
in
the F?
In the mid-80s, where back in like the 70s, my older brothers and sisters were in band, marching band, and it was cool to be there.
Okay, yeah.
I was total band fag, but you know what?
Stop with the F word.
No, there's
band fag.
Fag. But you know what?
Are we going to have to buy you some culture?
No.
some culture.
There was some really cute chicks in there. And that was the funny thing because all my friends are like, oh, you're a total band fag. What are you doing in band? I'm like, Hello, have you seen the flute section? You know, some of the clarinets kind of little like overbite, kind of fanger. But you know what? I ended up marrying a
You did not
player.
Marry a girl from band camp.
Well, no, but Robbie was a totally band geek girl with the glasses and shit before her eyes corrected. But she was a clarinet player.
Wow.
And they're the geekiest. Well, actually, you know what? The oboe players are like the geekiest, but they're kind of like this back-ass sensual girls, you know? And,
this is,
and the clarinet. No,
this
seriously.
Is, wow.
No, I'm breaking
you
down.
You can't wiki
I
this.
I knew an oboe girl.
Hey,
sorry,
I
agree with you.
I am breaking
Isn't
down band
Isn't the read from an oboe
camp,
about
big
yay
time.
Big?
No, and the flutes, they're like, you know, they're like fucking picking off daisies, dude. It's so easy to score on a flute. But if you get like a fucking oboe player, it's like totally going like Euro on their ass. But
wow,
you know what?
Wow,
the clarinet
that's a
players,
brilliant analogy.
The clarinet players are like the ugly ducklings where, you know, when you watch them play, because when you're playing trumpet, you are totally on a perch and you're watching them, you're like, oh my God, they're so fucking ugly when they play. But when they shut their pie hole, they are so cute.
Oh,
and
B,
so you
Brent,
can eventually
really?
And they
hey,
can suck a golf ball through a garden
oh,
hose.
Oh, you
well,
guys, why
you
did
know
you
what?
Have to take
it's
my
more
podcast
like a watermelon
there? Why,
through
you
a straw,
guys?
But I eventually okay,
I'm gonna
first,
apologize for my neighbors.
No. My
I'm
first
to, I'm gonna name this podcast my fucking
ever.
Swearing neighbors
hello.
Okay,
I have the Target storage box, okay? my first girlfriend in ninth grade who hunted me down and said, hey, aren't you a trumpet player in the band? She was a clarinet player, and she was like the worst fucking clarinet player in the band. But you know what? She was a good gal. And then as I moved on and I got way into marching band, you know, just, you know, because of the flutes. All the flags, because they're the flag corps, they were hot. And then I dated them, so I got out of the band. It was good.
Okay, that's one of the last songs I've
That
ever.
Went nowhere. Oh, my God. Okay, and on that, we're going to pick. Brett, what song did you bring to us today?
Oh, is it my turn now?
It's your turn. Do you remember who you brought? It's a gentleman named. Brett is reaching for his notes.
I brought today an album named...
He can't say the word, I bet.
Aperitif.
Oh, excellent.
Not bad.
Now, wait, hold on. Let's go to the smartest guy in the room.
Destruction.
David? What is an aperitif?
It's a before-dinner drink.
Excellent. Okay, aperitif for destruction?
Cha.
Before, by who?
Richard Cheese.
And what's the name of this, what's the name of the cut?
Unknown.
What do you mean you don't know it? You have the album.
Unknown.
All right, so
you
we're
must
gonna
listen
go.
And
All
decide.
All right, here we
later.
Go. Cue it up. All right, so okay, so we've got some Liberace. That's awesome.
Sitting at home with my dick on hard, so I got the black book for a freak to call. Picked up the telephone. Dialed the 7 digits, said, yo, this RC baby, are you down with it? I arrived at her house, knocked on the door, not having no idea what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without a warning. I have an appetite for sex, cause me so horny. Girls always ask me why I fuck so much. I say, what's wrong, baby doll, with a quick nut? You can say I'm desperate, even call me perverted. But you say I'm a dog when I leave you fucked and deserted. Your dad will be disgusted when he sees your pussy busted. Your mom will be so mad if she knew I got that ass. I'm a freaking heat. A dog without warning, my appetite is sex, cause me so horny.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny.
The horn section's so horny.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny.
Me love you long time. You said it yourself, you like it like I do. Put your lips on my dick and suck my asshole too.
I'm a freaking hit, a dog without warning. My appetite is sex, cause me so horny.
Brady, that was not terrible. I remember that song.
Yeah, well, me so horny.
No, that's all you've got. That's all you've got. No, okay, that was a nice surprise. I mean,
yep, I went to Bandcamp. Remember?
Ooh, good call. Okay, Bandcamp boy. Well, I think there's a nickname in there somewhere. So,
that does explain a lot.
Yep. So, what did we get out of that one? There was one F in there. That.
It's more the delivery. It's more, you
know.
It's
vulgar, I'll give you that for sure.
I'm sitting around, been married a while. I'm kind of horny, but you know what? Me so horny. And it's all about me so horny.
Wow, yeah.
What happened?
Okay, that was a little bit of editing mistake there. My ears just got blown off by a garage band mishap. Oh my God.
I guess God's saying we are so horny.
With that, we should probably take her out. All right, so thanks for listening to the first episode of Music to Swear By. Check back in a week or two. Bring your neighbors. Just tell them to stay off my lawn. And if you got anything else to say, anything you want to say to us, just email to musictoswearby@gmail.com. All right, who's got something good to take us out? Come on, give me something.
Give it up.
Yeah, don't hook it up, baby.